Hello, I'm Bob Taylor, and welcome to another hour of music from Bob's Used Record Shop, a physically imaginary place where you're guaranteed to hear recordings and musical segues that are entirely unique. And this week, if the spirits come together as planned, not only an enjoyable but an ethereal experience. Now that I have set the bar at top notch, how about the music? This last week, I bought a copy of the completely remixed and remastered Beatles masterpiece from 1966, the album called Revolver. Now, Revolver marked the transition from making pop rock singles into making real music artistical statements. Studio experimentations to the sonic landscape that started with the previous album, Rubber Soul. Now, from the introduction of Indian sounds of sitar and tabla by George Harrison to the psychedelic landscape of John Lennon's Tomorrow Never Knows is what makes this LP a true masterpiece. The genius behind this remastering is Giles Martin, whose father, George Martin, was the genius that produced all the Beatles' original recordings. Now, when he passed away in 2016, he had given his son Giles the task of making sure that the original recordings of the Beatles were preserved and enhanced where possible in order to keep the recordings relevant for all future generations. Now, Giles, along with Abbey Road engineer Sam O'Kell, transformed these original recordings and has done what can only be described as a magical transformation of the original sound. Using a demixing technology originally designed by law enforcement to isolate minute individual sounds, a technology that was greatly improved upon by the filmmaker Peter Jackson for a Beatles project he did for Disney Plus called The Beatles Get Back. The enhancements were actually created at Abbey Road Studios, where the Beatles recorded the original music. Giles Martin describes the technology this way: "I don't know how it works, but it's like I've given them a cake, and in return, they're giving me flour, eggs, milk, and some sugar. The technology allows for complete isolation of a sound, such as a voice or instrument or special effects, and allows that sound to be remixed into different spaces within the stereo mix and different volume levels. When you listen to the next four songs, one sung by each of the four Beatles, what you will hear is a clarity of the vocal and a spaciousness and instrumental clarity in the stereo mixes has never been heard before, while maintaining the original flavor of the original recording. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles."
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all
submarine.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Psychedelic sound of the Beatles. That was one of John Lennon's songs from the album Revolver. Before that, we heard the classical music sound of Eleanor Rigby, a song introduced to the album by Paul McCartney. And before that, Love You Too. That was George Harrison bringing the sound of Indian music, sitar and tabla, to the record album. And we started out with the great children's track Yellow Submarine, and you just heard those four tracks from the newly remixed and remastered recording of the 1966 Beatles masterpiece, the album known as Revolver. Now, next up, I have tracks from what I personally consider the greatest acoustic guitar band of all time. The band is America. And these next three songs come from an audiophile reprint of their 1971 debut album, self-titled America. Here is America.
crazy Satan.
Quit ravishing the land.
Does it take the children
to make you understand?
Does it take the children
to make a better land?
getting warmer now. The nights are getting shorter now.
And you know we can make it,
'cause you know we're alive.
But we don't have to take it,
anyway we'll survive.
From a 50th anniversary reprint of the album America, that was America's first big hit in the United States, a song called Horse With No Name. Before that, you heard Children, and we started off with the highly political song Donkey Jaw, a song that is as relevant today as it was some 50 years ago. Now, if you're listening in headphones today, This set, as well as the first set of music by the Beatles, should have been a real treat. And you can go back and hear these two sets over again if you want at the Huntley Community Radio website, huntleyradio.com. And that's going to bring an end to the first half hour of my show today. You're listening to Bob's Used Record Shop. I hope you stick around for another half hour of music right after these very, very important messages.